You ought to praise him.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Praise you, the Lord. I'm so thankful that I have a God who cares about me. Amen. Praise God. Our class may be dismissed. God bless you today. Amen. Good to see you in the house of the Lord today. We're honored that you're with us. Amen. And we're so thankful that you come to crown the Lord with us in worship. Amen. And before we go to the word of the Lord, amen, I need you to look at somebody and say, God has something for you. And this is what I'm going to tell somebody today in the Holy Ghost. The Lord has spoke to me several times already. God has something for you that fits you, uniquely you. Have you ever, somebody's given you something or you bought something that just didn't fit? Do you know that even in some people, they may wear size 7 shoe, 8 shoe, when they put their foot in a size 7 shoe, they may have one foot just a little bit off and another foot that's just perfect. And a shoe sometimes does not fit your feet. It may fit a foot, but not your feet. And there's times that people have bought me things and they ask what size you wear. Me being all my life a big man, big child, still big child of God. Amen. There's been times that we've bought things and just because the brand, their extra large is not extra large. Things do not fit. The Holy Ghost today has the fit for your life. So don't throw a fit today. God has the fit for you. Amen. That you've been needing in your heart and your life. Aren't you glad that you fit in God's plan? Amen. I want to go to John, the 4th chapter, John 4, 23 through 24 is where I want to take my text, and we'll go directly to the text, and we'll keep our Bibles open because I want the setting of the scripture today to mean and to matter what God wants. Amen. John 4, 23 through 24, you probably could quote this, but I want to read it. Amen. And I love the word of the Lord. Amen. Let me just say this. I appreciate you bringing your Bibles to church. Amen. We go places today where people don't even bring their Bible, don't even have a Bible. Amen. And people that live in a multitude of places that should have Bibles, and especially churchgoers, thank you for bringing your Bible. John 4, 23, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the beauty of the way that you deal with us. And God, your great grace that you have for our lives that fits our life perfectly. We thank you, Jesus. In your name, amen. You may be seated. Keep your Bible open to John, the 4th chapter. And if you would just, amen, observe with me as I read John chapter 4 and verse 4. I love the scripture because it says, and he must needs go through Samaria. Normally, Samaria was a pretty good route for the Jewish people to go. But because the Jewish people did not like the Samaritans, because Samaritans were half-blooded Jews, even that half part did not fit their part. So they didn't want to go through something that was not like them, belonging to them. And the Samaritans' ideology of worship and the Jews' ideology of worship were similar but not the same. And many times the Jewish people would take a different route, even though it was a shortcut, a shorter route, not a shortcut, but a shorter route to go through Samaria to Galilee, or from Judea to Galilee. But because of the people that lived there, and they didn't like them, so to speak, they went all the way around. But Jesus said, I must needs. Are you glad that the Lord goes out of his way to make a way for you. Has God ever done things? I mean, God went out of his way for my soul. Amen. Are you thankful that he come looking for you? Amen. And verse 5 says, then cometh he to the city of a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being weary in his journey, sat thus on the well. I'm glad that the Lord comes to us, and he knows where we're at. He knows what direction we will take. And it was about the sixth hour, which means noontime. There cometh a woman of Samaria. Of all the people in Samaria, this certain woman comes at noon to drink. And it's crazy if you just do a little common sense search. Why would you go at the hottest part of the day to drink water? This woman didn't fit in her society. And isn't it crazy that sometimes we don't fit in the world? We don't have a fit. And I know people that, even the prodigal son, he fit as long as he had money in society. But the fit, somehow or another, didn't fit very long. Because when he ran out of friends and found himself in a fix, in a bind. And we just say this respectfully today. We try to fit in our world. We try to fit in our world. And whatever you do to try to fit in will never fit, because it doesn't have the perfect fit that God has for you. And isn't it crazy that we could run from a call of God? We could run, we could wrestle, we could fight it. And it just, I'm telling you, it's horrible. A dog, a vicious dog, got his head caught in a big old jar. And that dog had just a little bit of room to get oxygen. And he was beginning to get delirious and hungry. And this dog was, I mean, just vicious. He didn't know what was going on. He could see through the jar. But, I mean, he became violent. And they tried to, he would run from them. They tried their best to catch him. The dog catcher said, man, I tried all my different things to get a hold of the dog. They put water out where hopefully he couldn't drink. His head was in the jar. He couldn't eat. But at least it would appeal to him. They tried everything. And finally they realized there's a little place right here. We need to build a fence and put that food inside. And when he comes in, we'll shut the gate. But even when they'd done that, this dog had tremendous even strength that he jumped over the fence. They tried and tried, and finally he decided, well, man, we're going to have to do something. And they had somebody from another city coming with a dart gun. They darted the dog. And even with all the tranquilizer, that dog fought to finally he just was completely out. And they took the jar. They were able to just take it off of the dog's head. And even when that dog came back through all that tranquilizing mess, that dog was still kind of vicious. And till he finally realized that he was no longer a captive in that little jar. And he finally realized that humanity was on his side. I want to just say this today. Humanity will never be on your side. God will always be on your side. And many times we fight the hand that really wants to help us. But today, I'm glad that God is for us. And God is for you. I want to say, who can be against you when you got God on your side? Don't bite the hand that is trying to lead you and to feed you and to help you find your place in his spirit and in your life. The world, you will never fit in the world. You will never fit in the world. No matter what you do, what you try, I just want to just tell you in the Holy Ghost that you would never fit. Amen. And no, friend, I want to tell you the world's fit only lasts just for a little time. The pleasures of sin are how long? For a season. And they no longer please your soul. Amen. But I want to say something today. the call of God for every one of you. You may not be called to a microphone to preach. You may not be called to certain things, but you're called of God to be His. And nobody could take your spot in the kingdom of God but you. Amen. And the Holy Ghost today, I just want to let somebody, and I want to let everybody, amen, know that there is a fit for your life in Jesus Christ. Amen. This woman comes to the well at noontime because perhaps, amen, from all the logical study, this woman had a bad reputation, and amongst the women, she could not fit amongst the social structures of life. But we'll go on to find in just a little bit that somehow or another she had influence among the men. And even the person that she was with was not her husband, the Bible says. Jesus points that out. Amen. The woman comes at noon to draw water. Jesus says in her verse 7, give me to drink. And his disciples were going into the city. The woman said, I don't understand. She said, verse 9, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. How is it that you ask me, a Samaritan? Y'all don't do this. You're prejudiced. Your people are prejudiced. Are you thankful that Jesus don't judge like the world judges? Amen. And even in this situation, she begins to point out, hey, what are you doing asking me? I'm a no good for nothing person, being a Samaritan. Samaritans to the Jews were dogs, outcasts. And verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, thou knewest the gift of God. And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Are you thankful that Jesus goes beyond what the world could ever offer? Amen. The Lord has an offering for you. Amen. Can you look at somebody today, somebody in this place, and say, God has an offering for you? Hallelujah. An offering just for you in your life. Amen. Look on with me. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence hast thou that living water? Hey, it's obvious, sir, that you don't have a bucket and you don't even have a rope long enough. And this is a deep well. There's impossibility. She started immediately bringing out the impossibilities, and she's trying to justify her position. What the Lord has something for her, and she's trying to write it off. I'm glad today that the Lord has something for me today. In spite of impossibility, God has something for you today. You know, verse 12, not only did she know all about the history of the Jews and the Samaritans, verse 12, she said, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank there of himself and his children and his cattle? Obviously, she knew the story about the well. She knew that Jacob had given that, and she knew Jacob was a great man. She thought, Jacob knew how to get to the water. He dug this well. Are you greater than him? Verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Jacob's water is good, but it does not quench your need. Verse 14, but whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said, sir, give me this water. Now he's got her. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw, that I don't have to face those people that I don't fit in with. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast said well, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And thou sayest thou truly. Jesus knew exactly her position, where she was at, her condition. But Jesus still had already made a promissory offering. Isn't it crazy that there are some people that write themselves off and say, I'm too far gone, I don't fit, and you don't have an answer because of this. We justify ourselves out, or excuse ourselves out, of what God has for us. Look at this today. This woman, amen, was not with a man that was her husband. The woman, verse 19, says, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." You've hit the nail on the head, in other words. She said, "Our fathers worship in this mountain." And she goes back to this part, and she say that in Jerusalem is a place where men are to worship. That's what you say as a Jew. But our fathers worshiped here. So your type of worship and our type of worship has been different. And verse 22, Jesus brings the rebuttal. He said, "Ye worship not what you worship not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Then Jesus in verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. In other words, he says, the hour is here. Now is the time. That you don't have to worship in the mountain in Jerusalem or the mountain in Samaria. The worshiper is going to worship the Father in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. God does not have to have a mountain in Judea or a mountain in Zion or a mountain in Sychar, Samaria. God is looking for somebody to come to him. He has your answer. Are you thankful the Lord has your answer today? I want to go on. Verse 25, the woman said, "Then I know that Messiah is coming." I know one day there's going to be a Messiah, which is called Christ. She knew the scriptures and the promise of the scripture. And when he cometh, he would tell us all things. She said, there's hope for us one day as Samaritans. I know one day he's coming. Oh, I love verse 26. And Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." Are you glad that the Lord has exactly what you need? Amen. In verse 29, amen, I skipped down. She went back. She left her water pot, went to the city, and saith unto the men. Her points of influence were the men. "Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" She recognized that Jesus was the answer. Are you thankful tonight or this morning that Jesus is still the answer? Amen. Hallelujah. Would you just put your Bible aside if you can? Lift your hands to him today. Amen. Come on. God has exactly what you need in spite of all your fight and all your fuss and all your excuses. Come on. Would you let the Lord just love you today, what he's been wanting to do? Lord, I love you and I thank you today for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the way of your spirit. I praise you. I love you. I magnify you. I thank you for looking beyond all my efforts to find my fit in this world. I thank you for having my answer today, Jesus. I praise you. I worship you, Lord, and I welcome your part in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Now give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm telling somebody, God has your fit today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has your place today. Hallelujah. Oh, I love what I feel in the Holy Ghost. I feel extreme hope today for souls in this room. God don't miss. I'm telling you, God don't make mistakes. Amen. But the Lord is interested in you knowing that he is your answer today. Amen. Jesus goes out of his way to realign a soul here that had been living out of tune. Out of tune with society, out of tune with life, out of tune with meaning and purpose. But I'm glad that he went out of his way, amen, just to, amen, touch somebody. It wasn't an accidental encounter. It was a divine moment, a divine turning moment for this particular woman. And the woman represents many of us today. She was familiar with religion, all the do's and all the don'ts. You may be familiar with all the do's and all the don'ts, and you can't do all the do's and you can't do all the don'ts. But I'm glad, amen, that Jesus has more than religion for you and a bunch of do's and don'ts. Amen. He has a
touch for you, a fit for your life. Amen. And I want to say this today. God has a fit for you because he wants a relationship with you to be restored. Amen. Oh, a piano may look polished and beautiful, but if it's not tuned, every note clashes. Sit back and listen to something out of tune. And if you have any kind of music inclinations, it will frustrate you. Amen. I want to say it. So a life may look outwardly religiously. Amen. All in tune. But it may be misaligned whenever you start hearing the words of that person and the thoughts of that person. I want to just tell somebody today, I'm glad that Jesus, amen, has a way to tune our life. Amen. He knows how to tune you up and put you right back in a place that you need to be. A life out of tune may still make a lot of noise, but it would never make the right kind of music. Amen. Your life may not be making the right kind of music today, but the Lord has come today, amen, to tune you and put you back what you need to be. And when the heart drifts from God, every note of life seems to be flat. Amen. Flat. But I'm thankful that Jesus has come today, amen, oh, to help you with your song of life, to make it have, amen, that certain way, amen, that you crave inside. You can't harmonize with heaven while holding on to the world's rhythm and the things of this life. But oh, when you get a hold of the Lord's unchanging hand, there's something about it. His hand fits our hearts. His hand fits our life. And the Lord is here today to let you have your song back. A song not of the world that says I'm trying to fit, but a song that says I fit in the power of the Lord. Amen. There's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's still mercy in the hands of God. Oh, saint of God, you ought to be excited today because the Lord has come to help you fit. Amen. You know, sin doesn't always silence the song. Sometimes you can sing the same song as those that are victorious, but sin will always change the key to where you're off. I'm glad that the Lord always puts his back on key. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus right now. Lift your hand, Son of God. I feel the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is wanting to do something beautiful for us today. Lord, I love and I praise you. Come on, reach to the Master. Lord, I love and I praise you, Lord. I thank you, God, that in spite of a world that I don't fit in, Lord, sometimes I feel like I don't even fit in church. But God, you fit today. God, there's a fit for me, Lord God, in your plan. God, there's, Lord, a fit for me in your church. There's a fit for me in your worship. There's a fit for me, God, in your flock. Amen. I belong to you and I have a call, Lord, that only you can fulfill. And I come today, God, in need of a change, a tuning change. I need that today, God. I praise you and I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You remember the conversation that revealed her condition. Jesus simply said, give me the drink. The woman automatically begins her reply, begins to reveal her filters. Her filters was this: you're a different culture, you're racial, and your religious preferences and your religious ideas are so much different than ours. She knew her history. She knew about Jacob, who gave her the well. She knew about prophecy, but her heart was still empty. And her water pot was symbolic, drawing daily from a source that never satisfied her. Even though she had to come, it was something about it. She didn't come when everybody else, because even with society, she didn't fit. Amen. Isn't it a crazy thing? You will never fit in society and you will never fit in the church until you let the Holy Ghost work on you and you finally release yourself and leave your water pot, amen, and come to Jesus Christ. He wants to put a well inside of you. Amen. Prejudice, amen. Oh,
culture differences, all kind of excuses we could throw before everybody and say, I just don't have it. I don't fit in this group. The church is full of hypocrites. I want to tell you, amen, you could go to hell with hypocrites, or you could make up your mind, amen, I'm going to the house of God in spite of all the hypocrites, and in spite of me, in spite of whoever else, my faults. Or you could say, well, I don't feel like I'm going to go to church today because I feel like everybody's going to look down their nose and look at me and say, you're a hypocrite. I don't care what everybody thinks today. What matters is what God thinks, and my God has a fit for you. My God has something that you've been needing today. Aren't you thankful that Jesus will sit on your well and say, come on, honey, amen, won't you come to me? Come to, I have exactly what you need today. Are you thankful that the Lord didn't shove you away that day that you needed God? But God welcomed you, and he came to where you needed him to be that day at the well, and let you realize that he has something greater than what you could ever get in your life. Amen. He offered living water, and he said, if thou only knewest the gift of God. The real issue wasn't her past, because she had all this men trouble, married 5 times. But you know what the problem was? Her perception, her spiritual perception. She didn't realize what was available right in front of her, just like some of us today. We don't realize exactly what God has and what God's trying to do. I want to just challenge you today, and I want to tell you from my heart, don't miss what God is trying to give over to you today. Don't let something write you off or cause you to say, no, not today. Jesus said, the hour cometh and now is. The day's your day, and God has come with living water. Amen. And here, the Lord didn't offer like the society did. Her society always pushed her aside. They looked down her nose, and this, I want to tell you, inclusion was something that she needed. She needed to be feel the including part validated. And I'm thankful that the Lord will include you and validate your life in your purpose. He has something for you today to include you. Amen. I've been left out before. Even, I want to just say this. Even at times when you're a leader, and I've been a leader, the biggest crowd that I ever spoke to was 35,000 people, I think, in a general conference. Amen. I've sat on platforms of camp meetings and general conferences with the who's who and the who's not. And I've been there where, amen, oh, this one was this one and this one was that one. And you felt like, oh, amen, I felt like a sock with a hole in it in the midst of all these other big socks. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want to say big wig because I don't like a wig. Amen. Think about it. Amen. I've never fit in. Amen. In that role of even that politics mindset. I don't fit in the who society, but I want to tell you where I fit today. I fit in the plan and the hand of the Almighty God. And if God has a fit for me, amen, oh, friend, God has a beautiful fit for your life right today. Amen. I'm here as a pastor. I didn't come today, amen, as a judge. I didn't come today, amen, as a police. I didn't come today as somebody, amen, who's after your high to nail it on the wall. Amen. But I come as a pastor after your heart to tell you, dear sheep, God has a fit for your life. Amen. Oh, quit fighting against the fit that God has for your soul. Amen. He has living water, the flow of his spirit that will truly satisfy. Isn't it beautiful that the waters of life not only will satisfy you, but they will clean you and renew your soul. God has more for you than a refreshing drink. My God has a cleansing tide of his spirit that will renew your purpose and put you back where you need to be. Amen. Are you thankful today that we have that kind of God who never gives up on us? You ought to clap your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you're here today with exactly what I have need of. Oh, but friend, a lot of times we write ourselves off immediately. But Brother Crossway, you don't know what's been going on in my mind. You don't know what he said about me. You don't know what she said about me. You don't know what the devil's saying about you today.
But I know what God's saying about you. God's saying, I've come to give you life and it more abundantly. Amen. And he's put your shepherd here today, your pastor here today, to tell you, amen, God has a fit for you. Don't bite the hand. Don't fight the hand, amen, that's trying to lead you and feed your soul and to love you and touch you. Amen. The hand of God is for you today. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm thankful today for the glory, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then the woman began to raise the worship debate. She said, this mountain or Jerusalem, which one is legitimately a place of worship? But the Crosswide Church, it don't matter. I could worship God at home, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Amen. But friend, there's something about when we assemble in the house of God with God's people. And when you have a pastor God has put over your life that is trying, amen, to reach to you, and God's trying to use your pastor today to reach your soul, you could push his hand. You could say, I don't want to hear it. Amen. Like the little boy. Amen. Amen. Close his ears, close his eyes, close his mouth. Amen. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know it. Amen. But today the Lord wants you to taste. The Lord wants you to see. And the Lord wants you to be filled with his glory and his promise. Amen. I come to tell somebody, amen, it wasn't a Jerusalem mountain. Amen. It wasn't a mountain in Sychar, Samaria. Jesus said, the hour cometh and now is. Amen. Hey, where is it at? It's not where, but it's about how. And it's about who. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here about you. Amen. The Spirit is here. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. You can worship, and the Father's seeking you to worship.
I love it. She left her water pot. A woman that had every man's attention in the city. They knew her reputation. And I'm speculating according to history. But let me just say this today. She knew how to get the eyes of every man. But the women didn't want her around because she was trash. She had done all this. She had stolen other people's husband and done this. And she had a reputation. Aren't you thankful today that I don't care how much trash and reputation, I don't care if you feel like a cheap paper plate that was used. The Holy Ghost has a purpose for your life. And he's come that you may have life in it more abundantly. I'm glad that God just don't throw us away like man will. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost, this was a throwaway reputation that this woman had. Everybody was ready to throw her away and discard her. Amen. If Jesus could go to the worst of the worst and give them hope, who are we to judge today what God could do, amen, with us in the house? Amen. We're not the worst, and we're not the bottom of the bottom. The devil wants to put us there. But I'm telling somebody, amen, even the prodigal son in the midst of the pig pen, after all he's did, he still had a father who was for him. Aren't you thankful today that I have a great father who's for us? Amen. Hallelujah. Great God who's really on our side. Amen. Don't let condemnation steal from you, saint of God. Don't let condemnation begin to cause you to think, well, you didn't pray this week. You really weren't sincere this week. Look at all the time you wasted. Amen. Hey, friend, but you're at the house of God today. Amen. You're at the place where God is ready to meet you in spite of what you didn't do or did do this week. The Holy Ghost says, the hour cometh and now is. I'm talking to somebody's soul right now. God is here, amen, to tune you in and to help your life. The Holy Ghost has come, and God is ready to bless your soul and to use your soul. The call of God is here today for you to draw nigh to him. Amen. I want to just say this. A lot of philosophies and ideologies very quickly will spoil opportunities. Distractions will distort your opportunity and make you feel like, I can't, because I don't measure up. And let's go back to the same old statement that your pastor uses all the time. You don't get
good to get God. You get God to get good. If we throw away the grace of God, we may well throw away Calvary. Are you thankful that God is a God of second and third chances? I'm telling somebody the blood of Jesus is flowing today for you. And the mercies of God is trying to reach for your soul. Amen. God is trying to touch it. God is that great shepherd. Amen. Whose voice is today speaking to us. Amen. Hallelujah. God is ready. Amen. Come on. Philosophy can't explain life, but Jesus Christ can align you back. Amen. To that place. Amen. That doesn't even have an understanding. That doesn't even have an explanation. Amen. Oh, friend, I'd rather have Jesus than that. I'd rather have Jesus than popularity. Popularity would run out. I'd rather have Jesus than the pleasures of sin that are just for a season. I'd rather have Jesus than fame, amen, and money and riches that's going to wear out and fade away. But I'm glad I have something in Jesus Christ that would never fade, that would never fail, and would never fall from you. When you put your hand in the hand of a God that wants to lead you today. Amen. I wanted you to say that the world always, kind of like old radio, has static. Voices in your head will always have a lot of static. This morning on the way to church, my AM radio on my vehicle was full of static because of the weather condition today. It was a lot of static till I came near to Nacogdoches. I want to say, as long as I get close to the source, the tower, amen, there's something beautiful about the glory of God. Amen. When you can start getting away from the tower of power, amen, Brother Chad, there's going to be a lot of static. Amen. I'm thankful for the beauty of the Holy Ghost today. You know, life gets out of tune when self becomes a conductor instead of the Spirit. I get out of tune when I start following self and the feelings of self. Don't let self be your conductor. But let the Holy Ghost be the conductor of your life. Let the Holy Ghost be the leading thing in you. And I want you to say the Holy Ghost is trying to conduct somebody's life today. Amen. God joyfully comes. Amen. The prodigal's father joyfully met him. In spite of the stench that was all over the young man. Can you imagine the smell of the pig pen? Can you imagine the smell of the journey back to father's house? On top of the smell of the pig pen. Can you imagine the smell, amen, that this young man had? But it didn't matter the grime. It didn't matter the time that he was away. It didn't matter where he'd been. Father didn't interrogate him. All he had was love and forgiveness and a place for him back in the fold. My, I feel the anointing now. Amen. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this room. Amen. Lift your hand, Son of God. Amen. I want you to lift your hand. Come on, don't worry about anybody else. Lift your hands, close your eyes. Amen. Would you let the Holy Ghost wrap, amen, you up today? Let the Holy Ghost minister to you right now. Let the Spirit of God draw you to him. Amen. Lord Jesus, you know what we've been needing in this room. God, you know what we've been needing in our individual hearts, our individual lives. I thank you today for the power source. I thank you, God, for your consistent power. You've never changed. You've never left your post, oh God. Even though we've made mistakes, we've left our post. But God, you're still the same. You're faithful, Lord, to reach. You're faithful to give us life. You're faithful to give us hope. You're here today to bless us with your peace, with your joy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to just say this. Jesus said, the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Worship is a moment heaven puts the heart back in key. Jesus just don't discard all the out-of-tune instruments, but he tunes them that they could be back in sync with him. No one is beyond the reach of God's great salvation. Are you thankful that God has exactly what you need? It's been years ago. Sister C and I laugh about it, and we shared with somebody last night.
some relative of Sister Crosswhite, she asked me, she said, y'all got any men in your church? Sister Kathy Gilson years ago was at the fair, and some of our young boys were picking on Sister Kathy, and they said she was after her husband. And she said, oh, yes. She said, I have high expectations for me a husband. And one of the young men who was quick with it said, what, a pulse? I want to say this today. What does it take to have hope in Jesus Christ? Even down to a pulse. As long as you have life, there's still hope. I'm glad that Jesus would take what everybody else writes off, what everybody else discards, and everything everybody else looks down on. His grace and mercy has a sense to say, I want to include you. You're not out of my reach. There's a unity in the Holy Ghost, and that unity of the Spirit, when the worshiper and the seeking power of the Lord meet together, there comes a great equalizer. Centuries of division between the Jews and Samaritans could not heal their spiritual problem. All it took was one moment at the well for this woman to be united. The Samaritan revival started. The woman went back and brought a multitude of people. And Jesus was teaching his disciples about the harvest. The Samaritans in Sychar, many of them wore the white garments. And you look down and where they were sitting, and Jesus was at the well of Sychar, and he was teaching his disciples about the harvest is coming. He said, lift up your eyes to the fields. About that time, here comes the woman that was at the well with the men of the city. And as they were approaching and approaching Jesus in their white robes, Jesus said, the harvest is white and ready to be harvested. People that had been written off, even Jesus had a plan for them. People that the Jews had written off and said, they're a bunch of dogs. Jesus had a plan for them. Acts the 8th chapter. And Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ for them. And the Bible says in Acts 8 verse 8. Anybody knows what it says? And there was great joy in that city. Are you thankful for the great joy that God will give? Amen. Hey, I still quoted it right. Amen. Hallelujah. You ought to give the Lord a hand of praise for the great joy. Great joy. Hallelujah. And the people gave heed. They listened to the things that Philip spake. And they were baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ. And friend, when the disciples who were from Jerusalem came down, they heard that Samaria had received the word of the Lord. Amen. They were astonished. Amen. They, and not only that, but they had received the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is what was quoted in the last part of 8. And when they heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they came and they were asked the question, can any man forbid them water which have received the Holy Ghost just like we did? And the Bible says, and Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you thankful for the forgiveness of sins today? Amen. Something we don't deserve, something we don't even have any doings with. God has a doing and a fit for us today. Amen. God has that perfect fit. Stand with me this morning. Amen. The Holy Ghost is drawn. The Holy Ghost is wooed. The Lord has ministered, the Lord has proven, and the Lord has talked to us today. Amen. God is ready to meet with you. God is ready for somebody just to open up. Amen. It takes a lot on a Sunday morning to get people to make a move for God. Amen. Oh, friend, they think you've got to come. You've got to do this. No, no, no. You don't have to stand on your head today. Amen. All you had to do is come and worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah. But Brother Crosswhite, you don't understand what I've
I've done. You don't understand the baggage that I got. You don't understand all the different things that's in this box here, Pastor. You don't understand. Hey, God's seen it way before you ever thought about it. And God has made a provision for you to come and lay it at His feet and say, God, here am I. I come to worship you. Get out of your chair. Amen. You ought to come to the front and lift your hands and say, God, I just come to connect with you. I come to bless you. I come to worship you. Come on, don't wait for the second thought. Don't wait for something else to talk you out of it. Just come and say, God, you have a fit for me today. God, you have a place. God has already spoke to you. Amen. Why wait for a second voice or a third prompting in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Come lift your hands. Come on, lift your heart and say, God, I want what you have for me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you love the Lord with me right now? Amen. Love the Lord. Love the Lord in this place. Love the Lord. Rihanna my isha kababono no my. Oh, I love you, Jesus. That's what He's wanting. He's wanting somebody to love Him. Love Him for His mercy. Would you love Him for His grace? Would you love Him for His hope? Would you love Him for His loving kindness, His tender mercy? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sister Kristen begins to sing. Amen, hallelujah. Would you let the washing power of the Holy Ghost work on you? When I think about it, come on, love Him. Love Him, saint. Come on, love Him. Hallelujah, love you, Jesus.
How He filled me with the Holy Ghost. How He healed me.
Come on, love Him today. He is a fit for you.
When I think of
is that fit for your life? Come on. Don't bite His hand. Don't fight the hand of the Lord. Come on, God wants to loose you right now.
He
wants to feed your soul. You've been starved.
On silent ground.
He wants your attention. He wants you today. He wants to put His loving arms around you and draw you. He wants you to wear that robe again, and He wants to cover you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
How He feels.
Hallelujah. With the Holy Ghost. How He healed me to the uttermost when I think about the Lord. Yes, let the Holy Ghost now.
How He picked me up, turned me around. How He placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah.
Come on, love Him, love Him, love Him, friend, love the Lord.
All the honor and all the praise, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about the Lord,
how He picked me up, turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground.
I don't want to miss what God's doing. Amen. I want you sisters and I want you brothers to come up here. We're going to pray. You hear me a lot of times. I would encourage you, say, don't pray for them, pray with them. This morning, we're going to pray for you. Amen. Come on, sisters. I want you together up here. And I don't want you to be afraid. You just to pray for somebody versus pray with somebody. Many times I say, pray with them. But I want you to direct your focus. Just like when the pastor prays and somebody in the ministry comes to you and pray. I just feel led of the Lord today for you. God wants to use you, brother. God wants to use you. But, Brother Crossway, you don't realize. You don't realize. See that big old spot I got on my life? Look at my heart.
Look what I didn't do. Look what I got. Look all the problems with me. You're Reynolds. I'm Chad. That's okay. He's called you to be you. But remember that cross rider? I'm me. Yeah?
I'm me too. And if God called me, God's chosen you. I want you to find a person right near you. And I want you to put your hands on their shoulder. And I want you to pray for them if it's appropriate right now. I want you to pray for them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for my brother, my sister. I want you to pray for peace. Pray for peace. And I want you to pray for strength right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace, strength, hope, joy. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to pray like you. I want you to realize that right now, you know what they're going through. Come on, believe the Lord. You don't know the fight they've been in, but I want you to pray right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you pray for them? They need somebody for them. Hallelujah. They need somebody for them. Pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. God, I lift my brother. I lift my sister to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now take authority with your voice. Take authority in the spirit. And I want you to pray even with authority now. Hallelujah. Like you're the one with the key and the answer. Amen. For their need right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, you have the key and you have the answer today. When you pray, hallelujah, pray with that authority now.
My God.
Hallelujah. Don't quit right now. I want you to pray with authority. Come on. Even the Holy Ghost is working. Hallelujah. Would you pray these words, Lord? Reach to the bottom of their bottom right now. Reach to the bottom of their bottom. Hallelujah. Reach to the bottom of their bottom. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Our rope is not long enough, but God, you can reach to the bottom of the bottom. You can reach to the problem of their problems, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Would you pray for their spiritual healing right now, Lord God? Would you give them healing on the inside? Restore. Pray for restoration of their soul. Lord, I pray for restoration right now. Restore that soul. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, church. Would you let God do something? Come on. Would you let God do something in the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Come on. God wants to use you. Let the Holy Ghost. Come on. Hallelujah. Lay aside all your preconceived ideas. Come on. Let the Holy Ghost use you. God used that woman that day. Amen. To bring a multitude to the feet of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. God's wanting to use you. Would you pray? Believe God.
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stephen, I've asked that young man to pray with you today and for you. I want you to pray for that young man next to you, Stephen. Stephen, you may feel like you've got a lot of problems. That young man has a need too. Would you pray for that young man, Stephen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I don't deserve to pray, but Lord, you're faithful. I pray for the glory of your grace right now, Jesus. The glory of your power today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you don't fail. God, you don't falter. But God, you fit what we need right now, Jesus. By the power of the word, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what I've watched God do? I watched God fill a person charged with murder with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what self said the whole time? They don't deserve the Holy Ghost. Reasonability, whatever, philosophy. They don't deserve the Holy Ghost. They're at the bottom. But you know what? God saw different. I was talking about the hope of God, the goodness of God. And I watched them repent of their sin. And I watched God fill them with the Holy Ghost. A person that intentionally done it. And if God can fill a person that murdered and forgive them, and when they received the Holy Ghost, it wasn't some fake deal, jailhouse deal. It was real. The person that was before and the person after was completely different. I've seen it through 27 years of going to that jail. Now, I want to just tell you, why is it that we, the people of God, who should be free, should be filled, let condemnation hang on us? Little bitty things that keep us from being free, that keep us from drinking and eating at the table of Jesus Christ. When a murderer could be released, but somebody that knows the power of God and knows the glory and the cleansing tide of the Holy Ghost, a prodigal, can't not accept what God can do. I want to tell you, hell is a lying source, but hell is a very vital source for stealing. killing. Steal, kill, and what's the next one? Kill, steal, and destroy. If he could kill your hope, steal your opportunity, he could destroy you. Don't let the devil kill, steal, and destroy what God and what the Calvary rose from the grave for you, the fit that God has for your life. It fits. Peace. Lift hands with me right now. My God, I love you. I praise you for your glory. Thank you for the sweet, sweet anointing of your Spirit. So great and so strong is your love, Lord God. Hallelujah. I love and I praise you, Jesus. I thank you for Calvary. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for Calvary, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Driving to Joel and Megan's one day, I was battling with something, a fault in my life that was brought up in my mind. And I was crossing San Jacinto River, I think it is, or the Trinity River in Livingston, right past Livingston Goodrich. When I got on the other side and I was just driving on, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me. I suffered and I died for that. Why don't you give it to me? Something I struggled with. Something that I would not let go, that I could not let go. Every time I would try to pray, that would come back to my mind. Something I did, something, just condemnation. I couldn't get victory. The Lord said, I suffered for that. I hung in pain for that. Why can't you just give it to me? That day, a new beginning happened. When I finally handed it over to God, I said, okay, God, here it is. Behind a steering wheel of a car, I got a new beginning. And I want to tell you, the same Jesus that hung on the cross, whose pain was way farther than what you and I could ever face. He was a man just like you and I. But yet he had a motive and a mission to pay a price for us. To get out of something that we couldn't get out of on our own. Jesus paid that price. You ought to thank him today for that. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins and the victory that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today.